The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. He said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it. Let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles till the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the seas and the waves. People will die in fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. Very powerful image, the first reading. Somewhat frightening. The fall of Babylon. Interpretation can be this, is we live in a modern Babylon. The Babylon that's presented in the book of Revelation is obviously the sin of lust, sin against the virtue of purity. So let's talk about how we can overcome or prevent being dominated by modern Babylon and live a life of purity, as Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God." I'd like to give a 5-step program. If you really believe that you're living a life of absolute purity, be careful. The devil never goes on vacation. And very often the flesh rebels against the spirit, sometimes at moments when we should least expect it. As Ignatius says, in times of consolation, prepare yourself for battle. We are in combat zone. So the first is, if we want to overcome Babylon or avoid becoming dominated by Babylon, we have to take our prayer life seriously. When I say prayer, we have to pray with humility. We have to pray with purity of heart. We have to pray constantly. And we have to pray perseveringly. And we have to pray with fervor. In other words, it's not simply sufficient to pray, because we have to learn how to pray well. and beg the Holy Spirit. Beg the Holy Spirit, the interior master, to give us a real desire to pray better. It's easy for us to start to pray and then we're praying pretty well, and then little by little we start to decline. We start to wane. As the book of Apocalypse says, careful, you've lost your first love. You've lost your first love. Return to your first love, otherwise I will take the candelabra away from you. Kind of scary. Second is this, and I address this to you as well as, we have a lot of parents here. Some of your parents have teenagers. Good way to overcome being dominated by Babylon is returning to what is called the hard work ethic. Laziness, idleness is the workshop of the devil. Tell parents when you got kids. Obviously the most dangerous time is vacation, right? You get all this free time. Hey, already by April, you got to be thinking, what are you going to get these kids doing? I would keep them so busy, I wouldn't give enough time for them to go to the bathroom. that would be my parenting. School's over, okay. School's over, you're going to be working double now, okay? Part-time job, be playing baseball, reading some good literature, everyday push-ups and pull-ups, when the fat and lazy kids around the house, huh? Hard work is good for us, especially for teenagers. If not, your teenagers, they're destined to pornography. No other way around it. They're destined. They're going to be porn addicts when they're 15. They'll have that habit for another 60 years. So hard work is good. I believe in this proverb of Father Hurtado. Spanish, it's hay dos lugares para descansar, el cementerio y el cielo. I like that. Translation? There are two places to rest, the cemetery and heaven. Know what that means? In the meantime, time to work. We will have all eternity to rest. Now is the time to work. St. Bonaventure, going to visit the parish tonight, goes on to say that when you're working, you got one devil going after you. You'll still get a devil going after you. You don't work, you got a whole multitude of devils that are going after you. So idleness opens up the door to demonic activity. And the devil sees that the weakness of the modern age is that of lust, of the sins of the flesh. He sends a lot of devils of impurity to attack us. So remember the motto of Saint Benedict. Know what it is? Ora e labora. Ora means pray. Labora means work. Okay, number three is vigilance. And especially in the area of the social media. Do you have a TV at home? Do you watch or allow your children to watch things that are morally reprehensible or morally questionable? Do you have a phone? You know, yesterday I had a very painful experience. A very, very good woman came to me, and she's got just a lot of good relatives and friends, strong Catholics, some of them daily communicants. She said that during the Thanksgiving break, one of the teenagers had a phone, and one of the relatives said, you know, don't use the phone, and he got really angry, and he threw a fit, and half of the family members sided with him, the other half member sided with the relative that was correcting him. Now all the families are divided over a teenager that has a phone and he's 15 years old. The whole family's divided now. Isn't that sad? Whole family's divided. She said there's about 40 people in the party. And they could be divided forever. So I think we have to make a real effort in our use of social media. If I were a parent, I would not let your children have a phone until they're graduating from high school, going on to college. It's up to you. You got to get your kids to heaven. If that's going to be a source of temptation, my dad would always say, out of sight, out of mind. Good proverb, Dad. Thanks. Out of sight, out of mind. Okay, next is this. So we got to be vigilant. It's not to say that social media is wrong. Otherwise, I'm the first culprit, no? I have my website, I've got podcasts, I've got YouTube, I've got live stream, I'm writing books. I mean, I'm probably the first culprit, no? But I really try to use social media to preach and teach and to save souls. John Paul II, Pope Benedict, and this Pope says we have to become more engaged in social media, using it as a tool to preach the Word of God. Amen?
Yeah.
What were the last words of Jesus? Matthew chapter 28. Go out to the whole world. Teach them all I taught you. Baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'll be with you always until the end of the world. That's a mandate, a command from Jesus Christ. Go out to the whole world. Not just to Hawaiian Gardens. We're not called to be local yokels or provincial, but rather we're called to be Catholics. Catholic means universal. Go out to the whole world. Number four is this. Imagine that you're going out to a battlefield where you're surrounded by so many different enemies. Would you go out with a, I don't know, the Californian knows, a pea shooter? Do you know what a pea shooter is? Like you got a straw, and you're shooting a pea, or a spitball. You're not going to win. You have to have a tank. You have to have cannons and guns. You have to have artillery. And as Paul says, you're not fighting against flesh and blood, but you're fighting against the enemies of darkness. We call them the devils. So I'm going to give you the best artillery possible. Are you listening? Are you? Okay, Mass and Holy Communion. Today in Relevant Radio, conversation with the Lord, their message was this. We're called to praise God, but especially by preparing for Holy Communion and giving thanksgiving after Holy Communion. That's our strength. Amen? You prepare well for Holy Communion, you give thanks afterward, you are prepared for the battle. Amen? But you got to prepare yourself. And afterward, if you can, stay after to say the rosary. The rosary is a great way to thank God. That's why I love afterward to say the rosary after Mass, because I'm continuing my thanksgiving through the heart of Mary. So prepare yourself better. That can be a Lenten proposal. I will try to go to Mass, but I'm going to try to prepare myself better. We can always improve, right? We can. I can, and you can too. This will help us so that we don't fall into Babylon. Babylon the Great, the harlot, as the Bible says. But rather we'll be free from attachment to sin. And that brings me to the last. If we want to live a life of purity and not belong to Babylon, we have to belong to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen? That's the whole thrust of the book that I wrote on consecration to Mary through the rosary. If you're consecrated to Mary, it's not simply saying a few words. Consecration to Mary means it's a style of life. Style of life where you belong totally to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you don't belong to yourself, you belong to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen? So if we want to avoid Babylon or cut Babylon, we have to find refuge in two places. Find refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and find refuge in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we will live the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. Amen.